Bird flu has been found in dairy cows for the first time across 9 states, some in the Midwest. Health experts worry that the virus's new proximity to humans increases the chances it would turn into a human virus. We're clearly not there yet. The risk remains low. But SideFX Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports public health experts in the agricultural industry may not be on the same page about the urgency of responding to the virus.
Around 150 cows graze idly at Purdue University Dairy's big open barn in Indiana. Visitors have to put on blue booties to cover their feet. It's one typical measure to keep diseases from leaving the dairy on a visitor's shoe. But what is new is a sign-in sheet at the dairy's entrance, which includes a column titled Date of Last Contact with Cattle.
This would give us an ability to track that a little bit. That's right. So
Thomas Cully manages Purdue's dairy unit. He says the farm has also placed owl scarecrows and noise cannons to scare off birds potentially infected with the bird flu, or H5N1.
Yeah, the big unknown is how long will this last, and will it die out after this year and it's history after that for a generation, or will this be back every year? You know, is this going to be our seasonal flu that we have every year now? I don't know.
Across the country, health experts and policymakers have been scrambling to respond to the virus, exploring everything from additional PPE for dairy workers to the beginnings of vaccine development. This year, there have been 3 cases of bird flu in humans. The first 2 in dairy workers showed up as pink eye or conjunctivitis. But the 3rd case in Michigan was different. It included respiratory symptoms. Scientists say that increases their concern.
Now, I think if we're going to have a pandemic of H5 in humans, it's unlikely to be a conjunctivitis pandemic. It's going to be respiratory.
This is Richard Webby. He's a virologist at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Tennessee. He says a respiratory virus could spread more easily from human to human.
Every time we give this virus more opportunities to change, and by that I mean give it more opportunities to replicate in more people or replicate in more different types of animals, it does change it. But right now the risk to human health is still low.
Some experts suspect there are more cases, both human and cow, that aren't being caught. The problem is that some states are not looking for the virus, experts say. In Indiana, agricultural officials say they won't start monitoring dairy workers for bird flu until the first cow infection is confirmed in the state. Denise Darer-Spears is with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. She says if cow infections are confirmed in the state, it could mean a financial hit.
It turns into extra limitations or resistance to byproducts that originated in Indiana just because one farm was found here, but we have 698 others. So it could be an economic disadvantage to producers if we find it in the state.
Spears also says that there is a concern that farmers may not want to self-report cases on their farms.
We're trying to communicate with them as much as we can and really be partners to them to assure them that we're going to work through this and get them to everything is fine as fast as we can.
Federal officials recently announced subsidies for farmers who lose milk due to the bird flu. It's one of several steps the feds are taking to help track the virus. But the different incentives are what worry Dr. Michael Osterholm. He's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says on the one hand, farms don't want to lose business or be looked at as getting people sick. But on the other hand, unchecked, the virus could pose an unprecedented risk to human health.
Yes, we have very different points of view in terms of what is critical right now. So none of these are, in a sense, the wrong perspective to have. But if one day this virus were to change sufficiently, it could kill lots of people. So now I have a real concern about what's going on your farm.
For now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the risk to humans from the virus remains low. But the department asks states to ramp up their influenza surveillance over the summer to keep an eye out for the virus and how it's behaving. Ben Thorpe, SideFX Public Media.
SideFX Public Media is a regional health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII in Indianapolis.